To St. Matthew, and out of the 10th chapter, I read verses 16 through 22. Again, as we look at those particular verses, I'll read verses 20 through 22 again for your consideration. And it says, "For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents, and cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved." Supporting scripture this morning, coming from Paul's writing to the Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 15. "Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle." On the basis of those verses, we'd like to use the thought of subject this morning: do whatever it takes to hold on. Amen. Do whatever it takes to hold on.
How many of you know the blood still works? The song said it will never, ever lose its power, because the blood still works. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's getting hot in here. Hallelujah. But that's all right, because the blood still works. The Bible declared there's a place much hotter than this. And if you don't know anything about the blood, and if you don't believe the blood works, then get used to the heat. Yes, sir! Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, D. Thank you, God. I thank the Lord for elevation, but I thank God I don't forget where I come from. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't mind singing with the choir, because that's where I got my foundation. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Especially when you singing like y'all singing today. Glory. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. You got to want to praise God. You got to want to lift up your voice and get your mind off of your troubles and your heartache. Everybody got some trouble. But I thank God that I do believe trouble don't last always. Everybody got a situation that they don't like in their life. But if you know the blood still works, you know that everything going to work itself out all right. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. I thank God for his blessings this morning. Thank him for this another day's journey and for how good he has been and how good he is. For the Lord is so good to us this morning. And as we come, we got to realize that it ought to be more than just "I went to church." A whole lot of folk go to church. When you leave church, you ought to have received something. You may not get all of it, but you got to understand all of it is not for you. But there's something within the midst of each service. If you go seeking, you will find something that you're looking for. Now, if you're truly looking and you will open yourself up to be receptive to the Spirit of a mighty God, you will find that God can penetrate that stubborn mind of yours and get into where he really needs to be. Because sometimes you got to forget about yourself. You got to forget about your situation and your problems. You got to forget about the mere fact that even that it's a cloudy, rainy day. And just think about the fact that God has blessed you to be counted amongst the living one more time. Today we come together in worship and praise on a cloudy, rainy day, but let us feast off of the sunshine that ought to be still yet in our souls. Hallelujah, Jesus. We got to learn how to be grateful. One reason is that this past week may have been unbearable to some people, but you ought to be grateful that despite whatever you've gone through, you've gone through it. And you ought to be glad that you are yet still here. You're able to come back and say, Lord, I just want to thank you. I had some trouble last week, but God, I thank you that I made it through another week's journey. Well, we have to realize that in life there will be some rainy days. And just like rainy days and sunny days bring beautiful flowers and a plentiful harvest of vegetables, it will also spring more blessings in your life that you won't have room for. You got to accept your rainy days along with your cloudy days. Because every day is not going to be a sunny day, but every time you see the sunshine, you ought to be thankful. You ought to be glad to even be able to feel the rays of the sun and to know that he is still able. Whatever the condition of the weather may be, God is God. What we got to understand, and it's not all about us. Sometimes we find ourselves just seeping down into a spirit of depression, a spirit of not knowing what I'm going to do, especially in times of which we are living right now, when it seems like instead of things are getting better, things seemingly are getting worse. But you got to know that you ought to be determined to praise the God whom you believe in and whom you serve, because he's a great God and he's worthy to be praised. I thank God because of the mere fact that somewhere along the line you have to learn how to wait on the power of God. And I say learn how to wait because sometimes we don't really know how to wait. We say we're waiting on God, but we get impatient because he didn't come when we wanted him to come. Sometimes we get impatient, or sometimes we get even sometimes confused because he don't answer in the way that we thought he was going to answer. Anybody know what I'm talking about when you ask God to do something and you don't even recognize that God done already stepped in and started doing some things, but he didn't come in the way that you expected him to come, so you missed out on recognizing that he's already in the process of delivering you from whatever it is that you're going through. I come into this place this morning to offer words of encouragement as well as a fair warning that we got to learn to trust in the power of God. I find that we are people this morning that love money. The Bible declares that the love of money is the root of all evil. And I wonder, have we ever took time out? You know, we spend our money so fast, I don't think we even really look at it. All we look at it at what number of bill it might be. But have you ever looked on that bill and found the words, "In God we trust"? So I guess my question is this morning, how much do we really trust God? Do we trust God or do we trust the dollar that we hold in our hand? One thing we got to understand is a dollar don't go very far. And you got to understand that a dollar is not going to be able to save you. A dollar is not going to be able to keep you. We need money in order to survive, but we need more of Jesus than we need anything else in the world. We got to learn how that when it comes to a place when you did everything that you know how to do and you've exhausted all of your efforts and you made all the necessary sacrifices and you still find yourself in a hole, what do you do? Sometimes we give up. Sometimes we turn to other things to find some type of peace of mind. But then sometimes we learn how to just be steadfast and unmovable and keep on praying and keep on trusting it and knowing that some way, somehow, God is going to make things work out. I wonder, is that anybody's story in here this morning that every time it seemed like I get one thing worked out, I got two or three more problems on my plate? Every time it seemed like God healed me of one thing, my back used to hurt, now my leg hurt. My leg done start feeling better, now my head hurt. My head done stop hurting, now it seemed like I just can't get no release nowhere. Anybody ever had days when it seemed like I got up this morning and everything started going downhill? But you can't have that mentality. You got to realize that if it looked like it's going downhill, what? Put the brakes on. Don't allow yourself to seep down into that trick of the enemy. Telling you got up on the wrong side of the bed. You just got up out the bed. Had a bad day that morning. But don't give the enemy the victory. Got up. Burnt your toast up. Coffee too strong. And if you are not careful, one thing after another will distract you from really realizing how blessed you really are. Throw them two pieces of toast in the trash and just toast you a couple more. Say, devil, you just a lie. You're not going to get my joy over no burnt toast. And if I don't have no more, I'll scrape it if I'm that hungry. Don't act like you always been so prim and proper that you got to have everything just right. Are we not a poor folk? Have we not grown up and been grateful for whatever it is that we had? I remember when I was a little boy, I didn't like the ends of the bread, but if it wasn't nothing left but them two ends, I'd make a sandwich out them ends. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You don't always get exactly what you want, but God promised you he'll give you what you need. Too many of us have forgot where we come from. We done got so uppity now because we got three or four changes of clothes and we got nice houses now and we got automobiles and we got our own thing. We don't care about our neighbor no more. But there was a time when we were a family in the church. We were a family in the community. If you got, we got. We got to understand that Jesus said in his word that in this life, we are going to have trials and tribulations. But he also closed that verse out saying, but be of good cheer, for I have already overcome the world. And I believe that Jesus still reigns. I believe that he is still King of Kings. And I believe that he is still overcoming some of those things that get us on the wrong side, those things that seemingly get us off track. But I thank God for a God that is able to put you back on track. What we got to do is learn how to follow the guidelines. And the guidelines is found in the Holy Bible. If we accept him as our shepherd, then we know him as a protector and a provider. If we know him as a shepherd, we know that he'll do anything that we need him to do. We also got to know that if you know him, you got to let him be your foundation. You got to know that you can't make it all by yourself. And you got to understand that it's not all about you. Paul said, when we look here in the word of God, he said, who then is Paul and who is Apollos? Nothing but ministers by whom believe that the Lord gave to every man. Paul says that I planted and Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planted anything, neither he that watered, but God that give the increase. Now he that planted and he that watered are one. And every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. If you don't do nothing, you don't get nothing. Anybody ever heard of bonuses? You're not even going to get what you're supposed to get if you don't do nothing. But if you do what God say do and you do it with all of your power and with all of your might, you might even get a bonus. God is able to give a reward. Now, you might do the work and somebody else may give the praise, but God got to give the increase. The Bible says, for we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I laid the foundation and another builded thereon. But let every man take heed how he build thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Christ Jesus. So what I find is that the word of God is telling me this morning is that I got to have God for my foundation. If you don't have a solid foundation, then whatever you build, it's going to soon fall down. If you don't know God to be that solid foundation, you'll find that everything is going to start to fall apart. And when God wants you to do something, God is able to qualify you. God is able to do what nobody else is able to do in your life. And God wants you to know that in this life that you are living, it's not always going to be easy. See, that's why when he began to teach the disciples, he let them know that you're going to have some bad days. He let them know that when you go out there to do what I'm telling you to do, there's going to be some folk that's going to talk about you sometime. But I want to let you know that in order for you to fulfill the appointment that I have for you, come and listen what I got to say to you. The Bible said that he called unto him the 12 disciples. And when he called them, he gave them power against unclean spirits. He gave them power to cast out those spirits. He gave them power to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. And then he commanded them to go forth. The Bible said, he said, go not into the way of the Gentiles. So in other words, he sent them to the house of Israel. And he said, when you go there, I want you to know that it is for the sheep that are lost. As you go, preach saying unto them, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. What I want you to do is heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. I gave it to you freely, so you give it back freely. Don't worry about gold. Don't worry about silver. Don't worry about having a whole lot of money. See, a whole lot of folk get this thing mixed up. They go into the ministry thinking that it's all about getting the dollar. But I stopped by to let you know this morning that when Jesus gave us the appointment, he said, don't worry about what they do. But I'm able to do whatever you need to have done. I want you to go into the city and do what I told you to do. Now I give you power to heal those that are sick. I give you power to do those things that nobody else will understand. But whatsoever city you go into, I want you to know to let them know that you are a child of the mighty King. I want you to salute the house and let them know that I am a product of a mighty King. I am a vessel that came to tell you about the goodness of God. But I stopped by to let you know that the Lord told him when you get there, everybody that is in the midst of you, it's going to be like going in the midst of some wolves. But don't worry about the wolves. I want you to be harmless as a dove. Don't worry about if they call you out your name. Do know that I am the Lord thy God. I want you to be as harmless as a dove. For you may be as wise as a serpent. Don't let them get the upper hand on you. You know, sometimes they'll tell you one thing, but they'll do something else. But I thank God this morning that God is able to do what nobody else can do. And I stop by to tell somebody that you got to do whatever it takes to hold on and to hold out. The Lord, when he sent the apostles out, said you're going to have some good days. You're going to have some bad days. You're going to have some days when you're pulled apart. But I want you to hold on and hold out. There's going to be a time when the love going to grow cold. Daughter's going to be against the woman. The parents, the children going to be against the parents. Love is going to grow cold for one another. But don't give up. Hold on and hold out. If you endure until the end, I got a reward for you. Don't worry about what kind of pay you're going to get. If they don't want to hear sound doctrine, just preach the word in season. Preach the word out of season. And if they don't want to hear the word of God, I want you to shake the dust off of your feet and move on to another place. Don't let your running be in vain, but trust the power of a mighty God. Get the right understanding. For the Bible declares, and all of you get it, get an understanding. Understand what God wants you to do. Understand that you're not going to be here always. Understand that we're living in the last day and time done got short. But I want to know this morning, do you have your mind made up that if I got to go all by myself, I'm going to go on and see what the end going to be? I heard that the Lord had already come, but that was a falsehood there. Jesus has not come yet. I see the signs of the judgment everywhere you go. Can't tell the summer from the winter. Can't find out who loves God and who don't love God. But I want you to know that God himself, the one that sits high and he looked down low, he tells us this morning that therefore, my brother, Christ is the one. So stand fast in God. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't run on and see what the end gonna be. You better understand the thing that had been taught to you when they passed it down through the year. I remember when Grandma said, love the Lord our God with all of your heart, with all of your strength, with all of your might. But what are you going to do when you have to hold on and it seems like you don't have nothing to hold on to? But I come to tell you, if you hold on to God, you might not see him, but he is right there. He'll hold you in the middle of the night. He'll hold you when everybody else is gone. He'll hold you when it seems like you ought to give up. But I found out, when I get ready to give up, I just throw my hands up and I praise the Lord. And I say, thank you, God, for what you done. And all of a sudden, I forget about my pain. I forget about my trouble. I found out that the Lord, my God, he'll do what nobody else can do. But you got to have a steadfast spirit. You can't be willing and you can't be rocking. And every strong wind that blow ought not uproot you. You got to have some staying power. Do whatever it takes for you to hold on. Now, somebody that's looking at you may not understand your drive and how it is that you can go through hell and still keep your head up and a smile on your face. Don't never let the enemy see your weak side. Because every time the enemy think he got you, you just put your foot out and say, devil, you a lie. I'm going to step on you. And I'm going to make you, instead of a stumbling block, I'm going to make you a stepping stone. And I'm going to keep on stepping on my stumbling blocks until I get to higher heights. And when I get to higher heights, and I look back to where I come from, and I realize I didn't get there all by myself, I found out that there was a God that told me one day, hold on, be still, and let God be God. And the Lord our God will do what nobody else can do in your life. But you got to do whatever it takes for you. If it takes praying all night long, if it takes fasting and pushing back that plate. And then there's those folk that they don't have the same faith you got. So they'll sit there, they'll ponder it over for a little bit. Say, I love the Lord, but I'm hungry. I love the Lord, but I've been used to getting my Pepsi in the afternoon, and I got to have it. But when you get to where you find out that the Bible says that there are some things that only come by fasting and prayer. Well, somebody say, preacher, never read that, never heard that. Well, you're hearing it today. If you don't know what fasting and prayer is all about, that means that when you got a situation and you about ready to give up and you about ready to turn it in, before you give up, what you need to do is give up something that means something to you. It don't necessarily have to be food. It doesn't have to be water. It can be your cigarette. It can be your beer. It can be your whatever makes you you. If it's just that tongue in your mouth to where all you can do is talk about folk. Today I ain't going to say nothing about nobody, because every time I open my mouth, I'm going to be praying to the Lord God, because I got a problem and I can't work it out by myself. But I found out that there's something that comes through by fasting and prayer. So I'm going to give up some things. I'm going to make a sacrifice. And today I'm going to just stand still and let God be God. And I'm going to close out everybody and everything. And I'm going to sit away in my secret closet. And I don't want to hear nobody. I don't want to see nobody. I don't want to talk to nobody but my God. And when the God gets through working on me, and I come out my closet, I'm going to praise him in advance, because I'm going to claim it, I'm going to believe it, and in time, I'm going to receive it. You got to trust your faith walk. Whatever it takes for you to hold on, hold on. Don't let all of your running be in vain. Don't let the ground that you've already covered, don't let somebody push you backwards. But keep pressing toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Don't let the enemy cloud your mind. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Every one of us stand in need of a blessing.